This is the Packer and Durham Podcast, Hour 1.
We got stuff to talk about, man. We have championships won over the weekend. We got the ACC tournament fresh right in front of us for the men heading to Greensboro tomorrow for the rest of the week.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're going today.
I know, but we're on the air tomorrow.
Oh, on the air tomorrow.
Greensboro.
Yeah. Monday
in the basement, Tuesday through Friday in Greensboro, all of next week in Bristol. And we get back here at the home front 2 weeks from now.
There you go.
That's the game plan. Mark Packer, Wes Durham, you guys on ACC Network. Of course, we're streaming live on the ESPN app. Not to mention SiriusXM Channel 371. Hope everybody had a good weekend. And, man, we had championships this week. It was awesome.
Yep.
Really great ACC sports weekend.
And don't forget, 9 o'clock this morning, we'll announce all the major basketball awards, not only individually, but the first, second, and third team, all ACC, the freshman team, the defensive team, the Packer and Durham team. Just kidding about the last one.
There are some surprises.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll
we got the list. We know stuff.
We're covering everything up,
but we will keep it undercover.
We got boxes to open.
We have presents. We
got
have games.
Guests.
We have championships.
Kelly Gramlich at 8:30. We got all sorts of stuff. Where you want to start? We'll start with the regular season champs. You got something else?
No, I think that what we should start with is I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. No, I'm just kidding. Let's start with games. And we'll work backwards to championships and all that stuff and gifts.
Okay.
Florida State, first and foremost.
Yeah, congratulations to the Seminoles who handled Boston College on Saturday afternoon in Tallahassee, winning 80-62. Great effort by Leonard Hamilton and his team just to flat get the job done going down the stretch, to be honest with you, Mark.
Played better than everybody, really, except Virginia, who's red hot. But they did what they had to do. The win at Notre Dame was so important last week, getting that one on because you knew it was a danger game set up for Saturday, and they were just simply better. The BC's so beat up. I mean, Jim Christian's guys are the walking wounded. When you have three of your top five scorers out and going into that joint where Florida State never loses. I mean, what are they, 65-3 now in their last 68?
Mm-hmm.
Only undefeated team this year in the league. Really just a coronation of a tremendous year, really a great program. And as Leonard Hamilton put it, and I thought right on the money, they are new bloods. And I love the term because they will never be looked upon as a blue blood because you think of the Dukes and the North Carolinas and the Kentuckys of the world. But Florida State is a new blood. This is a big-time program, consistently good, unbelievably deep. And you know what? They proved that during the regular season, this was the best team in the league.
No question. And the other part that you find here is they went 16-4. So what else did they do? They set the bar for the 20-game ACC. In other words, when you go 16-4, number one, it's their highest winning percentage ever in the ACC. But you have now set the bar. The bar being, okay, it took 16 wins to win the regular season this year. Is that going to be the norm? We don't know. This is the first time we've done it. But they did it and played, you know, Louisville twice, Duke once, Virginia once. And nice touch there to drop the banner and to cut the nets down on Saturday at the Tucker Center. So congratulations to Leonard Hamilton and to Florida State.
Good for him. I mean, he's really such a good dude. Easy guy to root for.
Yep.
And there's coach right there, glitter on the forehead. He might want to keep that look more often, man. I'm telling you what, 71 going on 38. Got the net around them. Good for him. Good for Florida State. They earned it.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely.
And that's the thing about it. They earned it.
Yeah, Florida State, they just took care of business. I was impressed when you have that kind of stick-to-itiveness and that kind of approach. It's not as easy just to say, okay, we're going to go out here and win two games. The game at Notre Dame the other night was a fight all the way through, and obviously they had to make a comeback. And then Saturday they just handled their business in beating Boston College.
What else can you say?
Well, they're the top seed going to Greensboro. That's the number one thing. And so now we'll see what happens.
Apparently up to number two, big bracket, according to Lenardi.
Oh, really? They've moved to two now?
For people that are into that. It changes. It's fluid, Wes,
sure.
As you well know.
Absolutely.
An hour from now, they could be, who knows, a four seed or a one seed.
Right.
Who knows?
Well, the other thing you've got is that you've got a lot of contention going on here because NC State's back in this morning.
Like I said.
On the back end. Be on the Wolfpack to handle their business in Greensboro starting on Wednesday.
Now, there was a game that has nothing to do with the ACC directly, but Utah State knocking off San Diego State was important.
Yes.
I'll tell you why for NC State.
Okay.
Because Utah State, much like NC State, was one of those, they're in, they're out. They're right. in. They're, I mean, based on the day of the week, now they're automatically in Utah State. So, again, we keep telling you, head on swivel. If you're a bubble team this week, you're keeping an eye on some of these other multiple bid leagues. Does somebody have an upset winner? Keep an eye on that.
All right, let's go to Charlottesville because the other game, highest level ball game of the weekend, I think we thought, right? Even Duke Carolina, this was one that we were going to keep an eye on.
Yep.
And that was Virginia and Louisville. And the Cavaliers just continued to have a flair for the dramatic and win. Hand in hand they are. They beat Louisville the other day in Charlottesville. The final was 57-54. Kihei Clark, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and just a general annoyance to the Cards. Unbelievable how well he's finished the season.
Well, Virginia is an annoyance to the Cards. I thought they were going to win this game. I said that last week. But this was a back-and-forth deal. Virginia was up 14, kind of in cruise control. Louisville made a great run, tied that thing up. And much like the first game, whoever played the best inside the last 2 to 3 minutes won the game. Virginia won the game.
Yeah, they did.
And that's now eight straight, right? And how about the ability to win close games? Of that 8-game winning streak, Wes, 7 have been by a grand total of 16 points. 7 of the 8 wins by a grand total of 16. Team thrives when it's tied with 3 minutes to go. That's why they are a problem.
Bring that
everybody.
Bring that attitude to Greensboro and you'll keep people in their seats late.
Yeah.
By the way, here's a stat, and this is great work by our folks. Third straight year with at least 15 wins in the ACC for Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we've played 20, but the fact you've won 15 or more in 3 straight years is pretty good. Also, 17th time this year they've held opponents under 55 points. By the way, and it's not lost on me that the national leader in that category is Liberty, who's coached by a former Tony Bennett assistant, Richie McKay.
That's right.
And won the A-Sun yesterday.
That's exactly right.
And is going to the dance. So, let's go to Durham.
They are the hottest team going in the tournament, Virginia.
Oh, no question.
But every game they play kind of feels like, hey, here we go. 3 minutes to go. It's 54-52. Who's going to win this thing?
Yep.
That championship DNA in Charlottesville is real, man.
Let's go to Durham because Duke Carolina – was a very interesting ball game. Vernon Carey at 25-10.
Wes.
It was interesting in the first 10 to 15 minutes. Carolina missed some really opportunities early, and there's one story in this. Vernon Carey was sensational. 25-10, 8-14 from the floor. Dominated the second half like he did the first half in Chapel Hill, right? The interesting storyline is senior night. While we get all these Vernon Carey highlights, we're not showing you Justin Robinson knocking down threes, Pack. Opportunity baskets. Look at this. 5-0 out of the corner. Got to bounce. I mean, talk about a nice script, huh? Look at that catch and shoot.
Yeah, that's a great storyline. But I'm going to tell you, I am so spoiled with this game.
It was 13 points.
I hate to tell you, I'm spoiled when Duke and North Carolina play because I am so in tune of, it's 85-84.
Right.
How are we going to – this game got out of control in the second half.
It did.
Now, it was close for a while.
Yep.
But Duke, it was Duke's night.
First 10 or 15 minutes were really good, and then Carolina couldn't seem to score around the basket. Duke credit. They're very good defensively. They got in transition. They were able to skip the ball for open shots. You saw Justin Robinson knock down a couple of them. And at the end of the night, Carolina's first time losing 7 straight games against a ranked opponent within a single season since 2002.
It's also the 4th time since 2010 that Duke has swept North Carolina.
Right.
Swept them. And they've normally had great success in the postseason under that scenario. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about deep, deep runs in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
But this game, compared to what you traditionally know, the Duke-North Carolina game, was just okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was just okay. We were so used to just
classics,
awesome,
yeah,
epic games, that this one was just kind of a, all right, it's Duke's night. It's their night to celebrate. Good for them.
Yeah.
And they're a better team than North Carolina.
Carolina did get another 20-point effort out of Garrison Brooks.
He was excellent.
Yeah, 12 in his career. 11 of them have come this year, by the way.
Cole Anthony struggled.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yep. By the way, it sets the table for tomorrow in Greensboro. Games you can see right here on ACC Network at 4:30. You'll get Wake Forest and Pittsburgh, and then the 7 o'clock ball game will be Virginia Tech, Carolina. So there you go.
Who are you liking this? Well, you're doing one, right?
I'm doing the second.
So you can't make a prediction?
I will not.
I'll make a prediction.
Okay.
I think tomorrow will be a happy day for Tobacco Road.
You think Wake and Carolina win? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. I do.
Here's a look, by the way, at the games you can see on ACC Network. Wake and Pitt, Dave O'Brien, Jordan Cornett, and the coveted invite. Then Katie will ride with Corey Alexander and myself at 7 o'clock. And busy. In between.
That's a busy night for the coveted invite.
And in between, Cornett, Hancock, Boozer, Cuff, Riggs, everybody.
Man, I'd like to join you guys.
Maybe Packer at some point on the set of Nothing But Net.
I can't. I'll be doing radio.
Well, there are plenty of other options available.
In a city far, far away.
Oh, stop it. You need to tell them other folks you got to have a day off.
No, man, SiriusXM, you know, I work for two companies, man. So I got to keep everybody happy.
Because you're a multimedia magnet.
That's exactly right.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will get into yesterday in Greensboro.
How about that? How about that game for a championship game?
It's a good one. The semis were good, too.
How about Florida State sitting there? Hey, we're 5 minutes away from closing this deal, back-to-back, knocking off the one and the two seed. Got a handful of elite. They just could not figure a way to close. And I tell you what, old Wes's gang, they rocked it down the stretch.
Yeah.
NC State fans, you can have nice things. What a nice weekend.
Well, they had
Wolfpack.
Two nice things in one day.
Wolfpack had a huge weekend.
The MVP, Ace Koenig, knocking down threes. Alisa Kunane, and there's our man on the podium. Wes Moore, by the way, taking that suit to the dry cleaner this morning.
He threw that away. That thing's ruined.
Back after this on Packer and Durham, ACC Network, SiriusXM 371, and always streaming on the ESPN app. Good morning.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham, Chester Fuller, Robert Otto. You're up to speed with the entire cast of characters here in the basement. 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program. Kelly Gramlich will join us coming up next hour. Then at 9 a.m. sharp, we have been asked once again.
We're going to open these.
Yeah, we're going to do those. But at 9 a.m. sharp, we're going to announce the big-time award winners, all ACC. There's like 19 categories.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. And we have the envelopes with the winners inside. So we know stuff, but we have to keep it under wraps till 9 a.m.
Hey, by the way, today's National Napping Day.
All for it. I'm proud of you, by the way.
Show starts at ish.
I'm proud of you.
Why? Because I was here on time?
We moved the clocks up and it did not stop you from being on time.
Faze me.
There you go.
Here all week.
I'll tell you what else it didn't faze. NC State down late in the championship game.
That was a good game, wasn't it?
It was an excellent game. Yeah. And the Wolfpack, the Lady Wolfpackers, win their first ACC championship since 1991 in a tremendous championship game.
Yeah. NC State and Florida State, by the way, great run for Sue Semeraj and Florida State in this event. Knock off the top seed Louisville. And then yesterday, just wire to wire, just possession to possession, with NC State. Ace Koenig ends up being the MVP, a senior from Canada, pours in some threes, and the Wolfpack get the Atlantic Coast Conference title. How about Alisa Kunane stepping out, Pack?
Well, here's what I liked about the game. Florida State coming off the emotional upset win against Louisville.
Right.
Right. It's, again, 24-hour turnaround. Now you're playing a, you know, NC State team, the number two seed, the second-best team in the league, per se. And they emotionally stepped up and got the job done. Well, like 4 or 5 minutes ago in the game, they're up five, Wes, and you're thinking, you know what? Florida State's going to pull this thing off. And NC State, and they reached down deep now.
Yeah.
This was a great run to finish off the Noles down the stretch. And, it's a championship game. These are two really good clubs, obviously. NC State has had Florida State's number in the tournament. They're now 5-0 against them all time in the ACC tournament. But Florida State played great until the last 3 or 4 minutes, and that was championship time.
Yeah, it was.
And this NC State team stepped up big time, and here's Wes losing a suit, but he'll be able to afford a new one. And I'm telling you, not only did he get drenched there, it got drenched later on in the locker room, too. That poor suit, I mean, that thing got treated like me, man. That thing was just brutal. But a great win for NC State. And again, NC State, you can indeed have nice things. because the ladies bring home the first championship since 91 and a terrific ACC championship final.
Good news for the ACC. NC State, Charlie Cream, who handles the brackets on the ladies' side, says that NC State will be a 3, and I guess there's an option potentially maybe to move up a slot. And Florida State is in the tournament as well, although Charlie had them a couple days ago as a 6. So we'll see if indeed Florida State with the win over Louisville moves up a slot or two. I'd like to think they would.
The tournament had a little bit of everything. We had tons of upsets early, right, with the 13, the 14, and the 15.
Coach Mack and Boston College with a nice run to the semis.
But, you know, we thought Duke was red hot.
Mm-hmm.
They stumbled to BC.
Yep.
You know, you got Louisville, we thought was the team to beat. The number one seeded won 7 consecutive years. Bang, they get knocked out by Florida State. NC State's a feel-good story, obviously, first championship since 91. The tournament had a little bit of everything, man. Some good, some bad, and probably the biggest negative, if you had to reach for one, is Louisville's chance of maybe being a number one overall seed.
Yeah.
Certainly takes a hit with the loss to Florida State. But the tournament was terrific, and of course, Greensboro, in the midst of the epicenter of about 2 or 3 weeks here between the women, the men, and then the NCAA men's tournament. But again, they always do a great job hosting ACC championships.
Yep, and needless to say, just change the floor out and get ready because here comes more starting later this afternoon with practices and then tomorrow with the games.
And we mentioned are going to be live Tuesday through Friday, but I think we're in a different location tomorrow from what I understand.
Tomorrow and Wednesday, we're in a different spot than we will be Thursday and Friday. We're moving around the building, sharing the wealth, as it were.
Do you know where we're going to be?
Somewhere up on the outer upper rim area.
Where the blimp normally hangs, right?
No.
Right? The shoe blimp.
Oh, now I'm hearing we're going to be in the same location now the whole week.
Well, see, that's why I ask you these questions, because it keeps changing. It's like,
well, I think there's some things bracketology. There's some things going on in the building and that kind of thing. And the location we had Friday might not be as advantageous for other things going on. So,
I kind of liked our spot Friday.
Well, I did too. I thought it was nice. Thought it worked out real good. But we're going to move.
Okay.
We're going to be around the building.
Right.
I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be suitable to your standards.
Well, what did I tell you when we started that show Friday? The Greensboro Coliseum just feels right for the tournament to me. Even when you walk in the joint, it's like, you know what? There's been so many memorable joints there.
I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what I want.
Great games.
I want to go to Bristol for our first visit with the Lumberjacks this morning and get the latest information.
Because you really don't know.
Well, So let's see if we can go to Bristol and talk this morning. There they are. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Brooks, fresh off handling the paperwork of pack flying that shoe around the building, and Josh Macri, who will be our aide-de-camp on hand in Greensboro. Very excited to be in the Gate City after his trip with us to New Orleans, where he could barely get through the New Orleans airport. Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Yourself.
We're good. Okay, what's the latest? Are we going to be actually in the building, or are we going to be at the corner or Stamies, or what are we doing?
As of right now, it's very likely that we're going to be in the same location that we were on Friday all week long.
Ooh. Okay.
Show starts at 7, Wes.
Ish.
They're talking to you. Don't look at me. They're talking to you.
Dude, I was here today.
I know. Proud of you.
Thanks. I mean, you know, there'll be a lot going on in G-Borough, but I got things. I'm all right.
Hey, by the way, Drew.
Yes, sir.
Since you had a chance to meet some of the state of North Carolina's finest since they pulled you over, did you have any any issues going back to the Charlotte airport with the state patrolman?
None whatsoever.
It's good.
You know, Charlotte has 70 miles per hour highways and wide open lanes. It's very easy to forget how fast you're going. But they were great.
Did you participate and help our economy, or did they let you off?
No. Just a friendly conversation.
Told you to slow down?
He said I knew better, and he let me on my way. Okay. He actually asked me if I was driving back to Connecticut, and I looked at him. I was like, no, I'm just driving to Greensboro, be here for about 18 hours, and then I'm going home. And he said, slow down a little bit, kid.
All right.
I said, thank you.
How about Deportes?
Glad we're doing this on the air, by the way.
Is Deportes flying into Charlotte or Greensboro?
I'm flying into Greensboro.
All
right. Triad Municipal International Airport, Pack.
Just keep an eye on that speed limit.
I mean, I'm not driving at all, so I certainly will.
Okay.
Well, you're not driving at all? Not nope, renting a car, no car for you?
Renting, no, I'm going to take a rideshare program.
Probably a good thing. By the way, we have...
Pack, how do you keep it under 70 in the F-150, just out of curiosity?
I don't.
Because he stops at Lexington Barbecue, so he slows down.
Actually, that's some truth. And I told you guys after the show Friday I was not going to go back to Lexington Barbecue on the way home.
That was
a
lie. That was a lie.
I went through, got two quick chop sandwiches and a couple pies. And so what you do is you drive with your knees when you're eating, so you can't go over 70.
Smart. What's your doctor more upset about, the diet or the fact that you're driving an automobile with your knees?
I'm not too concerned about it, obviously.
Either one.
Neither one.
No. Okay. All right.
By the way, we have gifts to open.
You want to do that now?
I think we should do it now because we have a busy show. We got two gifts delivered to the house. That thing's heavy, whatever it is.
That comes replete with the Packer and Durham coaster. Look at that, huh?
Yeah, we stole the coasters.
You know what we're going to do, though, before we go to break and open the gifts?
Whatever you want to do.
All right.
All I know is we have two gifts to open.
We got Pat Papalizio's team to cover.
ACC champs.
NC State fans are like, what about our other title?
Yeah.
What about the other titles? Give us our other championship.
It's an NC State kind of weekend.
Yeah.
Man. You know who didn't have a great weekend? Was Elliott Avin, who was undefeated.
Well, don't bring it up and he'll be.
But everybody else was rocking it at NC State this weekend.
So you start looking, and here is NC State winning the team championship. They do a phenomenal job. Wolfpack capturing, two individual titles.
Four runner-ups.
And Jacob Camacho was the most valuable wrestler after defeating Jack Mueller.
Our guy. He was on with us last
year. Yeah. 11-4, by the way.
Beat him pretty good.
In the 125 finals. Demetrius Thomas repeats as the 285 champ. And there are your winners of the ACC individual titles, and NC State wins the team title. Congratulations to Coach Papalizio.
So we had Leonard Hamilton, the Florida State men, win the regular season.
Yep.
Wes and his ladies take care of business and win the women's ACC tournament. First time since 91. And NC State wrestling continues their dominant form in a league loaded with top 10 teams as they now move on to the Nationals.
Yeah.
Pretty good weekend, though, for NC State.
There you go. All right.
Really good weekend.
We want to open gifts here or we want to go to break? Oh, 7:45, we're going to do the gifts.
Whatever.
All right. When we come back, we're going to do the Glob.
Glob Awards.
Yeah.
And the rest of the league.
Some Globs, some rest of the league. Interesting Friday night basketball. Kind of like the Friday night ACC hoops, by the way. Couple of interesting games on the docket there.
Friday nights are for wrestling and high school football.
And duels.
Yep.
All right.
My opinion.
We'll come back. We'll get to the bottom of the glob, the middle of the glob, and lower the upper glob.
No. Elite glob, mid glob, lower glob.
Yeah. That right there. Are we taking that? That's going?
That's going with us.
All right. Not me and Vicky or the wake banner, the glob.
Actually, you and Vicky will be going.
Oh. See you in a minute on Packer and Durham.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Packer and Durham from the basement, show 137 for those keeping score at home. 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program. As you know, Tuesday through Friday, we will be in the Greensboro Coliseum Complex. Give or take. All right.
Is Brown Summit the complex?
Yes. That would be correct.
Jamestown, Somerville. Okay.
In the neighborhood of.
Yeah, gotcha.
We have awards to give. And then we have gifts to open eventually. And
we have honors here we're getting ready to bestow.
9 a.m. sharp. I'm telling you,
what about the awards we're getting ready to hand out here?
I just said the Glob Awards.
Yeah.
As you know, if you've been watching the show at all, we have had fun this year with this league in the sense that it's been a glob. You keep looking at standings going, yeah, there's six or seven teams all stuck together. And Wes, when it's all said and done,
yeah,
we really had three globs.
That's it.
We had elite glob, mid glob, lower glob. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the standings, that's basically precisely what it turned out to be. So today we figured, since we had fun with the glob,
right,
we would give out glob awards.
Sure. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
So when it comes to the elite glob, there were four of them.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, Leonard Hamilton, Florida State,
all right,
top of the list.
Right.
They are the elite glob.
Upper glob.
I mean, they are elite glob.
Yeah.
I mean, we went upper, mid, lower to elite.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden Virginia get red hot down the stretch, all of a sudden there were four of them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's only one that's above everybody else at the end of 20 conference games. And the Florida State Seminoles are this year's elite upper glob.
You start looking at the way Florida State handled their business in the league, and, you know, Florida State's number two in scoring, number four in defense in conference play. They shot the ball top three. See, that's the one thing people are – they're really good, but they're all defense. They're the third best shooting team in conference play.
And they have multiple guys that can do it. That's what makes them so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Happened again Saturday. Look
Absolutely.
Who the, look who the two leading scorers were for Florida State Saturday. Was it Vassell? No. Forrest? No. M.J. Walker? No. You keep going down the list, you're like, holy mackerel. How many different guys led them in scoring this year?
Exactly.
On a certain night. It's
right.
Crazy how good they've been.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Florida State. You win our very first ever elite / upper glob. And they earned it.
They get a shirt for that?
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. I'm not sure what's in the budget.
How about the mid-glob?
Maybe something that's in one of these boxes we can give away.
Maybe so.
We'll see. I don't know what's in there. All right, mid-glob is where we really had the most fun this year, right?
Absolutely.
The middle part of this league all season long was bizarro. And it would change literally after every game. You'd feel good about a team.
Right.
And you'd say, oh, that other team, they're dead in water. Mm-hmm. A week later, literally a 180.
But a strong finish got Georgia Tech.
No doubt.
The mid-glob championship.
The jacket season may be over, but you know what?
Everybody,
mid-glob
you win
award.
Something.
And they were terrific down the stretch.
Yeah, they were, including Friday night at Clemson.
I'll tell you what. If that game did not define mid-glob, nothing did.
Right.
Jackets on the road, got really nothing to play for other than the fact that, hey, it's Clemson's last game for all their seniors. Your season's over. You're up 11 at the half. Mm-hmm. Life is good. You're cruising. You look good. Clemson comes out, jumps you in the second half. You fell behind by 9 with 5 minutes to go. You're thinking, well, whatever, man. It's still been a good year.
Right.
They come back and win the game.
Yep.
And finish 11-9 in the conference regular season. So congratulations, Josh Pastner. Georgia Tech, they are the mid-glob champs.
And since 1995, when they went 8-8, it is their third winning season in ACC play. They went 13-3 in 96, 9-7 in 2004, and 11-9 in 2020.
And had Clemson won the game, biggest word in sports, we would have had 5 at 10-10. We'd have had 5 teams, 10 up, 10 down. But that was the difference. That put the Jackets over the top in the middle glob. They're 11-9. Handful of other teams at 10-10. Clemson at 9-11. And then we draw the line again.
Lower
glob. 6 teams. Count them. 6 of them. Either had 13 or 14 losses in league play. We had 3 with 13, 3 with 14. Lower glob.
I said it's a tie.
Of course you did. You're not going to pick anybody.
No, how can you pick anybody
because
out of that
doing,
group?
Because you're doing a game tomorrow with 2 of them. That's why you didn't pick one. I can read you like a book.
So I'm supposed to come on the air tomorrow and go,
no,
here's the lower glob champions.
Well, I mean, you won't because you think it's a tie. It's not a tie. Somebody wins the lower glob championship.
All right. And in your mind, it's
Miami.
Because they beat Syracuse in overtime?
At the end of the day, we have a ranking system.
Do we?
We do. They break the tie. I would have given it to BC if they could have stayed healthy. But I think BC had they stayed healthy, Wes,
right,
would have jumped into the middle glob. BC down the stretch. I mean, come on, they're putting both hands tied behind their back.
Sure.
That's why I'm not giving them the nod.
Okay.
And Virginia Tech, they weren't very good in the last month and a half.
No, sir.
But Miami kind of gave you some sparks, right? Miami was, to me, the one that kind of – and North Carolina started too late.
Miami played without Chris Likes.
Again, he got hurt again. My man got hurt again.
Here's the bottom six, right below Clemson. Draw the line.
Right.
There it is.
3 with 13, 3
How
with 14.
How in the world do you separate this?
Well, that's why it's a glob. You got to pick one. I went with the Canes.
All right.
Because they're the highest seeded team in the ACC tournament.
To me, there's no difference between any of them.
Well, probably not, but you got to pick one. I bet if you weren't doing that game tomorrow night with Virginia Tech and North Carolina, you'd have picked one. Now, I would tell you the bottom six,
yeah,
North Carolina's playing better than any of the six.
Correct.
In my opinion.
That's correct.
But they just weren't consistent enough. I mean, they were, you know, when we start talking about being 0 for February for 3 weeks, I mean, that's tough. It's tough. So, congratulations to all the winners. Florida State, elite upper glob champ. Georgia Tech, mid glob champ. Miami, lower glob champ. And since Wes won't give out an award, Miami gets the nod. They get both T-shirts.
I got a tie.
So weak. There's no ties in sports. Should never be a tie in sports. Ever.
Oh, man.
There you go. Glob champions.
Congratulations.
It really was a bizarre
Florida
year.
State, Georgia. By the way, Georgia Tech finished second in conference play in field goal percentage. They shot 46% from the floor.
Wes, they played the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
They really played well, man. I mean, if they were eligible for the ACC tournament, they'd be a problem.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They'd be a problem.
They'd also be fifth.
That's exactly right.
NC State, by the way, has moved off the bubble, onto the bubble, and now they're on the good side of the bubble because Joe Lenardi's got them in the last four in headed into the week.
Did you see what Archie Miller at Indiana said after the game?
Oh, no.
About bracketologists?
No, what'd he say?
Calling them clown shows?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
You'll hear it in the afternoon radio show. I don't know if you'll hear it here. But you'll hear it in the afternoon radio
good?
Show.
Was it that
it
good?
It was outstanding.
Was it?
Yeah. And then the best thing about it, he was really kind of poking Lenardi, to be honest with you. And then Lenardi has Indiana in at the end of the day. It was like, what are we doing? I mean, you cannot get so consumed with bracketology, in my opinion. And I know it's going to reach its height this week, but people lose their minds over the 800 people that do this stuff. Just telling you.
You know what we're on a collision course for, don't you?
No.
See if I can get the boys to throw the bracket back up here one more time for you before we go to break. I'm going to show you what we're on a collision course for.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't?
No.
Well, you need to look at the bracket.
Well, I'm looking at the screen. I'm looking for the bracket.
Well, Joe Lenardi has them as the last team in, but do you know if Carolina wins, Carolina would play Syracuse. NC State's on a collision course with Wake Forest, who they just beat by 20.
That's not going to help them.
Okay, but wait. That would be one win.
Yeah, but Wake's not going to – Wake
I understand.
Wake
no,
or
no,
Pitt
no, no, no.
is
no,
not
no.
going to help NC
no,
State.
No, no, follow me here. NC State plays Wake Forest. If they win that game, then what they have to do?
Well, I mean, that's how they're going to get in the tournament. You
they beat Duke, they'll get in the tournament.
Right.
If they lose to Duke, they're left to their own devices.
I totally agree with that.
Okay.
100%.
So you see the way it sets up for the Wolfpack. And I don't know how NC State was looking at this because the way that when they won the ball game on Friday night against Wake Forest, they also did one other thing, too, and that was stay away from the Bowl Boys and Bashful Blue down there at 14.
Yeah, if I was NC State, I did not need to see North Carolina.
Right. So, now they're on the 1-4 side, but they have to beat Duke, potentially, to secure the second win.
And they got to really hope that there's no craziness in some other conference tournament this week where somebody
like
is 9
Utah
seed.
State?
Well, Utah State played themselves. I mean, Utah State was NC State.
Right.
And then they knocked off San Diego State. They got, hey, congratulations. Here's your magic ticket.
Yep.
You got the golden ticket. So they're in.
Yeah.
But even despite that, NC State is still in, according to Joe Lenardi.
Right.
So, again, choose your poison with your favorite bracketologist.
Now, some of the
bottom line is you got to go win games.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too. I was kind of doing the thing we were talking about last week, looking at, like, A-10 brackets and looking at the American and some of these other teams. as you start sorting out, NC State, again, Kevin Keats, win the game. Don't worry about all the other stuff. That's somebody else talk about it, which can be us. The American, the A-10, those type leagues you were talking about, they're all going to come into play this week. That
no question.
That's going to happen.
There is no doubt.
But I mean, if you win two, you're in NC State because that second one will be D-U-K-E.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, assuming you get by Wake slash Pitt, whatever combo that is. But again, that game's not going to push you up over the top. But that Duke game, again, another opportunity. Just like they had an opportunity at Cameron and didn't get the job done. Again, it's no easy feat. But nevertheless, they'll have a chance this week. But you really got to hope there's a lot of chalk everywhere else around the country. You
health
really
of Manny Bates will be a big discussion point for NC State this week.
And for really all these teams that are in that position, you have to stay healthy. And this is a grind. When you go back to back to back hoping to make a deep run, you need all hands on deck.
Yep.
No question.
So when we come back, we'll open the box.
Boxes.
So we'll get that done for you, and we'll cover everything else. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the New York Life ACC tournament begins. First round action from the Coliseum in Greensboro. The Pitt Panthers, who have wobbled to the finish line, meet the Wake Forest Demon Deacons at 4:30. And at 7 o'clock, the 14th seed Carolina and the 11th seed Virginia Tech. It was double overtime the first time they played at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, Nothing But Net gets us started tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Kelsey Riggs officiates that group. And then the second round through the championship game will be on ESPN and ESPN2. But tomorrow it's an ACC network exclusive and always streaming live on the ESPN app. You ready?
I'm ready to rip, man. Let's get to Greensboro.
Boxes when we come back. And Packer's going to show you an ACC tournament ticket book. Not necessarily this year's, but it's a ticket book. Back after this on ACC Network.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Packer and Durham, there's
Why?
Chester and Fuller.
Why?
Very sad, given the fact that we will not be back in the basement for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
In fact, I won't even be here a week, 2 weeks from Monday.
Yeah, you'll be on a day's hiatus.
I will not be here for the first time in any. This will be my first missed Packer and Durham show in 2 weeks. You boys will be down here in the basement by yourselves.
Figuring it out.
We'll get to that
look
later.
At Fuller's over here thinking I got Fuller. We don't have food for you today.
He doesn't know, but he knows we have gifts.
Fuller, look here.
So we got two gifts. One, this one that Wes is holding up comes from Virginia Tech,
replete with the Packer and Durham coaster
that we ripped off on Friday's show.
We're going to get more of those, I think.
I hope so because we only have three.
All right, this is from Virginia Tech.
That's what I just said.
Hold on.
It's heavy.
Oh, yeah, it is. And that means one thing and one thing only.
Meatloaf.
No, not meatloaf. Lots of tape.
You got this. Come on.
Yeah, well, allegedly.
You can tell we haven't opened it yet. Wes is still fighting it. Oh, I know what it is now. I can see it from here. Look at this.
Yep, that's right. We have Hokie Stone.
Hokie Stone. I love that.
Yeah, there we go. We got Hokie Stone. There you go, Robert. Empty box.
A little Hokie Stone.
That a boy.
Right there. That's what I'm talking about. Now,
yeah.
If you've never been to Virginia Tech's campus, you might not understand this. But Hokie Stone is everywhere on their campus, and it is a beautiful,
Hokie Stone over there
beautiful
in front of
place.
The Packer and Durham computer cover.
I want to make sure Mrs. P, who, by the way, is a proud Virginia Tech Hokie alum, doesn't come down here and rip us off down here in the basement. I like that.
So there's the Hokie Stone.
I like that, by the way. I mean, that's as Virginia Tech as it gets right there, and a turkey leg.
Thank you to Virginia Tech. That's awesome.
Sorry, boys.
Okay, so we got Hokie Stone.
I like that.
Ooh.
Now, this comes from ESPN.
Oh.
Wes is excited. Anytime it's clothing, Wes gets excited.
Cheers.
All right. Of course, since we have been on the bandwagon, ESPN Wrestling.
Yeah. So we got the ESPN Wrestling quarter zips. Yeah.
There you go. Appreciate that.
So those will be we're used. Ready to go to U.S. Bank Field, apparently, to cover the national championships. Is that what they're telling us?
Or we're going to go to Bristol, not this week, but next week when the temperatures are probably up and hovering in the 30s.
We're going to have to wear these, right?
Yeah. I like it. So thank you very much for all the gifts. Really, to be honest, the Hokie Stone I love.
Yeah, the Hokie Stone's awesome. I kind of like the wrestling quarter zips, too. Yeah,
all that works. Thank you very much.
Wear that in Bristol.
All right. We are going to Greensboro tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Part two. Ladies last week on the Friday, tomorrow for the entire week for the men's tournament.
Right.
One of the things, I was rummaging through a box about a month ago. I'd been locked up for 100 years. And I ran across something and I was like, oh, man, we will use this for the show at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my hand, enjoy Maxwell House Golf.
Show that on the back, by the way. Look at this. That's the back of the ticket. Book. And that's the book.
All right.
Go to the last drop.
All right. This is a 1980. And why I have it, I have no earthly idea.
It's got a good seat.
But this is, it was not officially a sellout, apparently, because I've got a ticket for the championship game.
Well, there's a reason you have a ticket for the championship game.
Yeah. It was a snowstorm.
Yes.
In Greensboro.
Correct.
And so this is the ACC tournament ticket book, and keep an eye on the price tag.
The book.
$50 for every game, for the whole deal. $50. You could see the 1980 ACC tournament for a grand total of $50.
Yep.
By the way, here is the ticket, session four.
That was it. It
was not used.
That was the championship game.
Hold it. All right. I will not move it, Chrissy, so you can get a good shot.
And you say, well, they're...
Admission, $10. Look at that.
Yeah.
So if you've got an ACC tournament ticket, if you're lucky enough to have one, you're not cutting in for $10 this year.
No.
This thing is 40 years old.
Yep. By the way, you say session four was the championship game. That was on a Saturday night in 1980. Thursday afternoon was session one. Thursday night was session two. The semifinals were session three, and the championship was session four. That was in the old days.
Yes, sir. 40 years ago, the championship game cost $10 to attend.
$10. I saw the championship game.
You were at the game?
Maryland Duke.
Obviously, I was not.
Maryland Duke. It started to snow in Greensboro on Saturday morning, and it did not stop snowing.
Buck Williams
was undercut by Kenny Denard.
Sure,
that is the biggest play. And here's the other note to the 1980 tournament. It's the only time, I believe, and certainly the last time, that a player from a losing team was named the winner of the Case Award, which is the tournament's most outstanding player, named for the father of the tournament, Everett Case of NC State. Albert King. And you say, well, how in the world did Albert King win the Case Award when Duke won the championship? Well, they took the ballots up early.
You wonder why I don't vote.
They took the ballots up early, about halfway through the second half, and that's where Albert King won, because Maryland was ahead when they took the ballots up. So Duke won the championship for Bill Foster.
Boy, did Maryland fans complain that night.
Oh,
it lasted a couple years.
Charles G was not happy after the game.
Old Lefty was fired up. That one lasted a couple years.
Until 84 when he won it.
And he said, I'm going to stick this trophy on the hood of my Cadillac.
Drive it all over North Carolina.
Yes, sir. And I think he did. 19, that's hard to believe that was 40 years ago. And I told you this morning, we were talking, going back and forth about, do you remember the first time? This could be a great topic for a show, by the way. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time you ever attended the ACC tournament? And
right.
I told you the story that Billy's parents, Tony and Lois, who are no longer with us, God rest their soul, in 1970 was the first one I ever attended. And we were living in Winston-Salem, and they would come driving down from Pennsylvania for a week and a half for the whole tournament.
Right.
And they were big smokers. and I was just a knucklehead kid, and I was going to go to my first ACC. They were going to drive me down from Winston down to Charlotte here.
Right.
At the old Chrome Dome, and that, which is the Bojangles Arena now, which is the Carolina Coliseum. It was just a grand old place. And I remember driving from Winston-Salem to Charlotte, and both my grandparents were just smoking like crazy. And I was in the back just choking like crazy. And I was too scared to roll the window down. But you got here to Charlotte. And I still remember coming up over the top of the hill, and you come zipping on down Independence. And the Chrome Dome is what we nicknamed it. When you saw it, it was like a palace like you have never seen before.
All lit up.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. And I was so in awe. Every time I drive by it, even to this day, and this was now 50 years ago, I still remember that drive going down Independence and seeing the Chrome Dome for the first time. And it was like, oh, my God, look at this place. And that was a game, ironically, that NC State, because the Wolfpack's having such a big weekend.
Yeah.
The Wolfpack knocked off John Roach and a guy by the name of Cremins in South Carolina, 42-39, in an ACC championship final. That was my first ACC tournament experience.
Do we want to squeeze a call in here real quick?
We could.
Before we go to break, top of the hour?
Sure.
Nicholas in Tampa on Packer and Durham. Nicholas, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Morning, guys. I just wonder, I know you guys have talked about it already. I am a fan of the show, but I was wondering if you could comment on the apparent media bias against Florida State basketball. I do see a lot of media outlets just not giving them any credit in the preseason, during the year, or now when they won the conference. And I'll just give you an example, like teams like Seton Hall in the New York area, Maryland Terrapins in the Washington area, Villanova in the Philadelphia area, seem to get a lot of credit, and there's just no publicity or credit given to Florida State for what the job Leonard Hamilton has done. I'm an 83 graduate, and watch what he's done there over the last 20, 25 years, and it's just been amazing. Thanks a lot. I'm going to hang up and let you guys comment.
Okay. I think this goes back to one of the things that Leonard talked about after the game, that they are new bloods. I mean, all those teams you mentioned have kind of a history of basketball in some respects. And, and Florida State really has had spikes where that's been the case, but not a consistent run like you have right now. And here's the other thing. It's maybe the most important thing. Who cares? I mean, Florida State's the ACC regular season champ. Leonard's built a great, not good, great program. He is a new blood.
Sure.
They're going to be no worse than probably a two seed in the NCAA tournament. They've had deep runs, and you know, I think it's a little like Mark Few and a little bit like the Zags, that if he knocks down the door and gets to Atlanta, you won't have to worry about this conversation. And here's the other thing. All those other teams you mentioned, Maryland, Seton Hall, Villanova, Florida State's a football school. Football school. That's where the media attention's always been. So if I was a fan, I would sit there and almost smile when nobody mentions my name.
Only thing I'd tell you is, Nicholas, those schools you rattled off the markets that they're going to be the most dominant school in, so they're going to be the first thing talked about.
Right.
I mean, in other markets, you know, throughout the ACC, Florida State's getting plenty of play in the Triangle of North Carolina. They're getting plenty of play, you know, up and down the footprint of the league in terms of the markets where the ACC is the dominant league, not the Big East or what have you. So let's see what happens in Greensboro. They add a tournament title to it and a high seed. It'll be all right. When we come back, the best and worst of the weekend coming up with Packer and Durham. We got plenty to cover here. Jose Alvarado and Georgia Tech are on that list. Justin Robinson, you knew Westmore in that suit would be on the list. Wonder where that suit is today. Dry cleaner, I hope. Back after this, hour two, Packer and Durham on a Monday.